Progtopia presents The Five from Mike Rutherford. Greetings, Progtopians. Welcome to another episode of Progtopia, wherein we discuss five tracks from an artist or a band in something that we like to call The Five From. Let me lay out the ground rules of this type of episode for those of you who are new to this. What I do with these episodes is I take five songs that have to be 10 minutes or less from a progressive rock or metal or electronic artist or band. And they're not necessarily my top five songs, but they're five songs that I think give a good idea of this artist's output. And then I have to justify why I picked these songs. And I thought, since we just celebrated, some of us, the 70th birthday of Genesis founder, Mike and the Mechanics founder, and just general all-around decent guitarist and bass player, Mike Rutherford, why not devote a show to Mike Rutherford's output outside of Genesis? Now, many of you will know that Mike Rutherford has released a couple of solo albums under his own name. There are tracks here and there under his name as well that are not just his own albums. More on that later. And, of course, the 80s and 90s band, which is still active and doing gigs whenever there's not a global pandemic going on. Mike and the Mechanics. We know the pop hits, I guess, of Mike and the Mechanics. I like a lot of those. I'm not going to touch on them here. Rutherford, his solo output, he has one album that I know a lot of prog folks like a lot. And then there's another album that most of them don't. And I'll just get it out of the way right now. I'm going to say there will be nothing from the Acting Very Strange album on this show. Sorry. If you want to look it up, be my guest. Not really my thing. And it's not because it's like a pop kind of album, because the other members of Genesis have made albums that were somewhat pop-oriented, as we know, and I like those albums too. I just don't think it's a very good album, to be honest with you. So, we will touch on one Mike Rutherford solo album, we will touch on some Mike and the Mechanics work, and we'll also touch on a Mike Rutherford track from another compilation that you may or may not remember or even knew about in the first place. But I would like to now take us into the world of Progtopia with The Five From Mike Rutherford. So I think I want to kick it off out of chronological order. We're going to save the best for last, at least my personal favorite for last in this case. And I'm going to jump to a Mike and the Mechanics album that you might know by the name of The Living Years. Not going to do the title track. It is something of a sappy song, but I will admit that I have a soft spot for it. No, I'm going to kick this thing off moving really fast with a song that was sung by the late Paul Young. And by Paul Young, I don't mean Paul Young that sang Every Time You Go Away. This was another Paul Young who sadly passed away from a heart attack in 2000. He was only 53 years old, but he was one of the main vocalists for Mike and the Mechanics, along with Paul Carrick, a couple of Pauls there in the front. But I seem to like the songs that Paul Young sings more. And there's a fast-paced, just real out-and-out rocker on there. It's very much a product of its time, late 80s. I'm just kind of a sucker for those, like, really driving synth-bass sounds that just keep a song really moving or give a kind of a funky beat. And that's what's going on in this song. So it might not be a typical Mike and the Mechanics song, sort of a proggy kind of song, at least more so than something like The Living Years. But I want to kick this off with the first from the five and a song from The Living Years called Blame.
For a day, is it some ancient campaign?
going to jump to another song that is sung by Paul Young. Like I said, he just seems to be the one I favor more. This is from the Beggar on a Beach of Gold album, which was several years after The Living Years. They weren't really in the charts as much by this point, but at least Carrick and Young were still around singing songs. This one's going to slow it down a little bit. And the reason that I picked this one is because even though it was written probably about 25 years ago or more now from when I'm recording this in October 2020, the lyrics are sadly somewhat poignant still. There's a lot in this, it's less than 4 minute long song, about the somewhat ridiculous reasons that people just don't get along or why they're told not to get along with someone else. And it is the second of the five from Mike Rutherford, Mike and the Mechanics, that is, Someone Always Hates Someone.
Last night I shook hands with the devil in a dream that I can never lose. He laughed when he saw me crying at the pictures on the evening news. He said, it's not really a dilemma, you're just a little out of touch. Don't think of the situation, 'cause it'll make you think too much. Someone always hates someone. Someone always hates someone. Someone always sells a gun, 'cause someone always hates someone. A child will be born tomorrow, as open as an empty cup, and we'll fill it with hope and sorrow, the very things that messed us up. We'll ask him to join the congregation, a Hindu, Muslim, Christian, or Jew. Pretty soon he'll recognize his brothers, but soon he'll know the enemy too. Someone always hates someone. Someone always hates someone. Someone always buys a gun, 'cause someone always hates someone. Started to shout, how come you made a mess of things? How come you didn't work it out? He said, someone always hates someone. Someone always hates someone. There's so much left for everyone, but someone always hates someone.
Okay, we'll go to the debut self-titled Mike and the Mechanics album. That's Mike plus the Mechanics, not to be confused with the Mike ampersand the Mechanics that came out later. I won't get to that one. But there's a song that features both Young and Carrick on lead vocals, trading off, and some background vocals as well from some other folks. And that is a song that's later on in the album, next to last track. There's some prog feeling to this song. It kind of bridges that gap between the pop, the prog, and all of that. I just like the feel of this one. It's somewhat symphonic in places. It's got some really good vocal harmony. It's got some countering vocals. It's just got an uplifting feeling to it, and it's not surprising given the title. This is the third of the five, A Call to Arms.
We'll be right back.
The next song I include as something of a historical curiosity, maybe. I'm not quite sure. Now, many of you will remember, if you're of a certain age like I am, or maybe a bit older, you'll remember a film from the early 80s by the title of Against All Odds. And if you don't remember the film, you probably remember this song. So take a look at me now. Well, it's just an empty space. Okay, that's enough of that. Not that I don't like it, but that's not who the show is about. So yes, Phil Collins had his first number one single with the title track from Against All Odds, Take a Look at Me Now. And won a Grammy, I believe, and it was just, you know, kind of jump-started his solo career in earnest, even though he had been at it for a little while before that. But what you may not know, if you didn't have the actual soundtrack album or you just didn't see the movie, you didn't recognize the voices that were in it, Peter Gabriel had a song in that film, too, and also Mike Rutherford did. So three Genesis members, past and present at the time, all contributed to the Against All Odds soundtrack album, at least the half of it that had pop songs on it. So Mike Rutherford's track that was on this is one that sounds somewhat like the Acting Very Strange album that I mentioned before. I'd put it marginally ahead of that. It does sound like it belongs in a film. It's not anything that's going to, you know, shake the world or anything like that. But I do include it here because it does have Rutherford singing on it, and it's the only one that I'm going to include of the five here that does have Rutherford's voice. It's not bad. I can understand why Collins got the job instead of him after Gabriel left the band, though. So this is the fourth from the five from the Against All Odds soundtrack, Mike Rutherford's Making a Big Mistake.
Shoulder, but it doesn't hurt at all.
So, we got one more track to go. And I would be remiss if I didn't make this the final track, even though this is from Rutherford's first solo album. He only did two solo albums because he said that he felt his best work was in collaboration with other people. And based on Acting Very Strange, he may have been right. However, had he continued in the same vein as his debut album that was recorded in 1979 and released in 1980, an album called Small Creeps Day, I think that he may have been more satisfied with what he was doing. Because it is a standout, stellar, just wonderful album. If you want to get a little more of the flavor of what Genesis was like right around that time, the and then there were three Duke years, you hear a lot of that in this album too, as you do in Tony Banks' solo album from the same time, A Curious Feeling. Maybe we'll get to Tony Banks in a future episode. We'll consider that. Anyway, Small Creeps Day, the first half of it, or the second half, depending on if you're getting the UK or the US release, it was about a fellow named Small Creep, and this is from a book that was based, it was called Small Creeps Day, written in 1965, according to the notes I have here, and it tells the story of Mr. Small Creep and the factory that he works in, where he doesn't really know what it is that he's a part of. And so the 24-minute title suite takes you through Small Creep's journey into learning more about what it is that he's been doing for 40 years in this assembly line. There's a song where he's singing about, "I'm hopelessly standing in line for what I don't know, I don't mind." It's just kind of the factory worker's drudgery. But Small Creep gets out of that a bit. Now, I won't give away, you know, anything of the story. If you don't know it, I encourage you to search this album out. But I'm going to play the last part of that suite. It's a track on its own if you get the CD release. So I think it qualifies as falling under the 10-minute barrier here. And it is the fifth of the five. And it's called At the End of the Day.
The day is nearly ending. Hurry home to your bed. My nights are all so lonely. Come and lay. Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. That's the five from Mike Rutherford. Maybe you've heard all of these before, not sure. But if you haven't, maybe you'll be interested in digging into the Rutherford discography a little more. I'm not one of those prog snobs that only considers music by our progressive music artists if it falls under that prog banner. I'm okay with some pop music here and there. I really don't mind it, honestly. Some of it I could do without, like the album I won't keep mentioning. But Mike Rutherford, you know, he's made it 70 years now. Let's celebrate him a little bit. So I'm sure you can find Mike Rutherford online. Just search out Genesis, Mike and the Mechanics, Mike Rutherford himself, and look for these albums. There's other Mike and the Mechanics albums that I didn't get to here. So they've got a little bit more output out there than what I've covered. In the meantime, if you would like to know more about Progtopia or hear some of our past episodes, whether they are Five From episodes or the interview-style episodes that we did for several years before this, you can go to progtopia.com. Easy to find. Click on the Archival Episodes tab. Look through the alphabetical listing and see what you like. Click on a few. Never talked to Mike Rutherford, but I have talked to Steve Hackett a couple times. So if you want to listen to that one or the other one, go right ahead. So we also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/progtopia, and you can keep up with what we're doing there, too. You can find some old posts and maybe something there you like, too. And I think, maybe in the future we will investigate the solo works of other Genesis members. There's a lot from Steve Hackett, plenty from Peter Gabriel, good amount from Tony Banks, too. Phil Collins, will we go there? Well, you'll just have to keep tuning in to find out. Meantime, I'll play you out with a little bit more from Small Creeps Day, just because it's my favorite. And thank you for listening. We'll see you next time in a land called Progtopia.